I think I might do it over here. It's nicer.
That he no longer needs. This place will take it, and they'll find someone who has no money for a sucker that needs to make a sucker. Or if a guy had an emergency,
so how do I get in touch with them? I want to.
You don't do that. Not thing, I might do it Sunday.
You did it last year, right?
No. I did do it last year.
You did do last year. Where?
At a yeshiva.
Yeah, it was outdoors.
Yeah.
Very nice. Much
more handy. Yeah, I might do it.
Go to Branchburg or whatever it's
I'm not going to Branchburg. I might do it over there.
Branchburg? Oh, it's an hour away.
What do you think of the Shimmy's farm for today?
No. There's no room there.
That's
whole, the nicest part of my party is when it's over here on the block.
Oh, right. Bobby, you're doing it Thursday?
Either Thursday or Sunday. I might do it Sunday.
No, no.
I'm not going to be here Thursday. I'll tell you that.
What are you doing to see him?
I don't know.
At least for much shops. Much shops is not better for you?
I think we're almost up to tomorrow.
Some people go away for Palm Bay Shabbos too.
Yeah.
Where do you go away? Where do you go away?
I'm going to go.
Wait, wait.
I don't know.
Jackson?
European.
And where do you go already?
Where do you go? You live on Laguna, you don't go.
Where are you going to know? Where are you going to go? He's right. Where are you going for Yom Tov?
Where are you going for Shabbos?
Going to Yishra.
Yeah.
Most people our age don't go away to the Shabbos anymore.
I know.
But they come to you. They come.
Not that either.
Let me tell you something. My wife Shre's already had. My wife already told my kids, yeah, when we're there, we're going down to the basement. Get the van, we're going to empty out the van. We're going to throw stuff up. Mom's not even going to know it's there.
You're supposed to go.
Where are you going
to
throw it?
Anything that has a blue sticker.
They find a. She calls up my sister and says, I'm dumping it on your porch if you don't have a place, but it's getting the hell out of the basement.
What, they have stuff?
It's not a pack rat, but they have stuff. My mother-in-law has gone down to the basement in years.
One of my siblings once did it. They went to my parents for Shabbos in Brooklyn.
Since my 93-year-old.
Filled up, went through all the drawers and the dresser, put everyone's dress and this and everything into the garbage bag, dropped it off. They used to have over here one of these stores, they drop off all the clothing. So my sister said, I dropped it off all day, they were all embarrassed.
Mom, where's that?
Our name tag is still there from when we were kids.
Dad!
It's 26 meals.
Go in the garage, bring a whole bottle, bring some cups out.
260 pieces of salmon.
Cups are in there, over there, you know they are.
For the whole
260 pieces of
salmon,
yeah? Make it
times,
I don't know, if you live in like a lake, 50,000 families.
Make it
cash,
bring it.
Don't
forget,
how many briskets are going to be
sold before
you? Nobody's brisket anymore.
No,
now it's meat.
Real meat.
Real meat.
Real meat.
Nobody wants. My wife told me, she's not making one brisket to Hoyanta. It's either flankin' roast or tomahawk steaks. Everything else, not again.
Tomahawk steak, people do
it. Yeah.
No, my wife makes a
smoked
brisket.
You have to have 2 hours.
My kids are not interested in roast anymore. They don't, not one roast pastrami doesn't go. Nothing. Yeah. Who?
I have a gas one, technically. It's the easiest thing.
How could you do it?
Oh. Open your gas.
Put a light there. Match there.
Drop a match in.
How do you close it? You let it go.
Yerman says you could chuck gas over Yanta. Yerman says you could chuck it. The gas. Yerman says. I don't know.
You could. The Moshe holds you could shut gas off on Yanta.
Well, you shut to the gas line, then goes all by itself.
No, you could shut your grill off because it's going to burn the food otherwise.
Hey, boom! It take off one. You only have to do it once the food is on there. You think?
Yeah.
Can't do it when
ask a local Orthodox rabbi.
What does he do? He asks everything the rabbis do. Avi, when you grilled on Yom Tov, you're allowed to turn off your grill afterwards?
No way.
So what did you do?
No, he doesn't have a gas grill.
I do what have a gas grill.
So you can't turn a gas grill off?
I had a separate coal grill.
You can't turn off a gas grill on Yom Tov? He's saying you could.
Why would you be able to turn off a gas grill on Yom Tov?
The food's going to burn.
You could raise and lower the flame on Yom Tov.
But you can't stop it.
Once you lower, you can shut it off.
Raise your arm, is your
wife in? You can't even chop, you can just lower.
You can lower to the lowest low.
Right, you can lower the base. No, but I just did
why
close.
Why are you able to turn off your oven then?
I did close.
You're flying. You're
I had a separate coal grill and I just let it go.
You
but I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, shut up your stove.
The problem with the coals is that...
No, you leave the fire burning.
Yeah, because you don't want the pachka turning it back on every time. Go and you get a flame.
No, you can't stop.
Yeah, we're
pans
are flat. The only method to turn it off is the old gas. Imagine that it's closed, it's still stale. You can't open it anymore. We used to have a pilot always underneath. So you were just cutting off the gas, but you weren't turning off the fire.
If you leave it for like a half a year.
That's what the...
You can get the little propane tanks and then you burn the propane tank.
This wife doesn't know what it's going to cost me. He said it's going to be very much cheaper.
To do what?
And you want to go to Roosevelt?
Roosevelt's much cheaper. My wife went to Jaslowski's house today and she's pretty impressed with the job.
There's no such thing as a price, my friend. It doesn't exist.
Why can't you stick to a budget? Depends
what you do.
I'm going to stick to Weiss. By him, it's regular salary workers. So he doesn't pay more money for this and that. Just he pays them all hourly.
Well, he owns his subs.
Anybody need an S-Rig? I have a gorgeous S-Rig here for $300. But that's Chazanish. Gorgeous.
He doesn't have to pay middle.
Gorgeous. Flawless. Look at this.
Make
room for Yaman.
No,
that's gorgeous. I noticed that.
Let me see this picture.
It's gorgeous.
The people's a little off.
What is these things?
I'm very critical when it comes together.
Put it on the
By the way,
what is that?
Fine sent this for you.
What is it?
We have to eat it.
It's sugar and carbs.
Do we wash? What's the bit over here?
Yes, you wash.
No,
the formula of Malka. You make a zoom in.
What do we wash, Flavie? Your kitchen sink?
And I remember.
As I be done.
Exactly. We take out a kais. We're going to start doing a kais also.
Where do you think all these
come out? Where
are they?
You would know this, right? Could you shut your gas off on Yom Kippur?
100%. I do it every single time.
Why
see?
Do you shut it off? Why can't you shut
why
it off?
Can't, why could you?
Why could you? Because you're not turning off any fire. You're
exactly.
Just stopping more gas from going into the fire.
Exactly.
But it's a chip for emotion, very clear.
See?
It's not instant.
That changes a lot.
He's saying it's not instant.
It has nothing to do with instant or not. Who cares?
Yes, the Shahs, anybody, or this is Yom Psak?
Yes, the rabbi. Yes, the rabbi. The rabbi will tell you yes, but he'll tell you yes. It's very clear.
What about the lights?
Why
not the lights?
Very funny you should say that.
The lights
when I originally asked if I could grill Yom Psak with the cold,
I remember
the
old
gas. He told me
you're not turning off the fire, you're just taking the gas.
By regular gas, you're turning off the fire. By really turning off the fire, I don't see what you're talking about.
You're shutting off the gas, and the mail of the fire goes out. That hole, you pour water on it.
Very clearly in the tshuva, he says 100% you could turn off a gas stove on Yom Tov. And he has it in more than one tshuva. And he writes that he doesn't want to write down the reason because people are going to get angry at him for the reason.
Seats in a row for my wife.
The whole big thing. It's for those that know,
and
those that don't know, Bachai Shachayitim.
You learn so much when you come to Leibniz Kabura.
It's not that related.
Grilling is a whole different problem. Of course you can grill on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but what's the problem then?
Nothing.
Why should there be a problem with grilling?
Why can't you grill on Yom
Kippur?
Once you have a fire, what's the problem?
Let me ask you a question. Forget turning off
what is this?
So let's say turn off the tank. Is that a problem?
That's all I'm asking.
Let's
say
turned off
the fire is this. It's like just, it's big sakana. Where are the balls? I'll take a falafel ball. Is there any falafel balls there?
Right away.
But I'm not turning off the fire. I'm turning off the gas. I'm turning off the fuel for the fire.
Ask my kids if they want something.
You
should raise your camera. Because your changes are annoying.
Yeah, I know. You want something? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Pizza? Fries? Give me some fries in here. You want pizza also? Just fries. Regular. Not too much.
You want to go Chazanish
lighting. It's the one screw holding it in. I don't know if that's Chazanish.
No, but it's resting on the wood. It's a maimed of the maimed. Your maimed is not.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's good. The best I could do, because I got a problem, you know what I mean?
Oh, your father wants to come.
No. My father doesn't have a chazanish.
Your father doesn't have a chazanish? You have a chazanish with him?
No.
When did you become a chazanish? Let me see the size of your tzitzis. They come down to your knees?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I used to always wear 24s.
Since
I'm 13 years old.
I'm wearing 28s, but those don't come back to my knees. Not the strings, the baguette.
Yeah, I know. That's what I had to talk
to. Can I wash?
I didn't teach my kids though.
What do you want?
The good old days of Yeshiva. Once you turn 13, you have to be 24. I'm like, they're too big on me. Nope.
You wore shorts. They went out in your shorts.
I found a 22. Nope.
24.
Aaron,
that's your
fault.
Yeah, well.
The
sauce.
What?
Take the sauce.
Take the
clean
Aye. Yeah, let's go. Yerman coming in. I waited for him. I was away from him. Hold Kazatska. You can't fall behind.
No, you have to be extremely hard.
That's why I need to know the schedule. They don't post it anywhere.
Yeah, tomorrow 6:30.
No, not 6:30. What am I saying?
6:30. Do 6:30.
Today's lap.
Dylan can't get up that early. Send out 6:30. Okay, love again.
Can I get you a coffee?
No.
Can I get a coffee?
Yeah, of course. Take hot water from the sink. The urn already, I shut it off. I didn't realize you were coming. Okay, ready to roll?
Can I give you a door prize?
A God clap saying,
you won't
like
one. Take one. Ah, this stuff is so oily. Don't eat for Yom Kippur, you can't do Nachman Karim.
Sure you can. Make sure there's nothing behind you.
Also make sure your pants stretch.
You got the Twillery, it's not a big deal.
You can trip you and yourself. Me on the camera.
Bizayon.
You cut right on where she pants.
Okay, let me again. I love the rain. 100%. All the kalem. It's brought down everything. My master bedroom set's going into my upstairs sukkah. Who?
Just make sure you leave a bed for your wife on the inside.
My wife sleeps on a cot always. I'll take the big queen. I'll take the canopy bed outside.
Yeah.
I barely have a bed. You know what I mean? Dylan was shocked I don't have a shower in my bathroom, you know what I mean?
Nabuch. What?
Nabuch.
I think we should buy the magic chair, babe.
Well, I don't know, I feel, once I went to Schach goes on over here, I feel like claustrophobic.
Nah.
I really do.
Those two windows, the outside one, and both outside windows, I'm making them slide, so you get a cross breeze. I'm putting a window in there.
This should be another 4 feet higher. 3 feet higher.
It's not 3 feet over there. Is
you can't look at this here. I can
buy it. You never ask him what that beam is.
That beam is just to hold the wall temporarily, but I don't really need it. Once the bamboos, the 3-inch bamboos go in over here, they'll be solid. I ordered 3-inch bamboos. He has up to 20 feet long. He cut them down to 18 feet.
Wait, you needed new bamboos?
My sukkah last year was 11.5 feet. This is 17 feet.
He's leaving the wall furniture in.
What do you do with the old bamboos?
They're in my shed. You want them? Anybody who wants them could have them.
What size? No. Well, how long?
About 12 feet. 11 and a half, almost 12 feet.
12 feet, maybe.
You're sitting in the OTM Kippur or the old section?
You have to make sure you have a sukkah that's not going
to
collapse.
Okay, fine, thank you.
On the channel? You on the channel? Can you take a video and say that we could say thank you to Chaim?
I'll send this.
Huh?
I'll send the video.
Everybody sitting here eating.
Chaim, thank you for the Zambodias, Cambodias, whatever that machine is called that makes the ice go smooth. What's it called, Zambodia?
Zambodia.
One second.
Good.
Hello.
The Cambodias, they're perfectly fine. He knows exactly what you're talking about.
Good, who's this? What's up, sir? How are you? Good, man. Joe, what's going on?
Napoli.
This guy?
This came in the order?
Neither. Send me the link. Okay?
No, this is
I don't know yet. Send me a link. I'll be another. Tomorrow I'll put something on. Okay, Shkai.
It's stacked
on
the back of the
car. I know, but it's not
part of it.
Okay, Chaim, thank you very much for the Zambodia that you sent me. These, what do you call them? Zampoli, whatever. Carbs with sugar, we call them. Thank you very much. We got our young student over there in the corner, Landau. Thank you. Yerman, thank you, delivery guy. Uber Eats at its best, baby. He's Ubers and he eats. Gary, nothing changed. Lost about 15 pounds since you came here. This is the rest of the guys. Thank you. Thank you. Morty, this is the sukkah, by the way. You got to come over here. Maybe we'll do a breakfast, the Chaim sukkah one morning. We did it a few years ago. We didn't do it since. Thank you very much, Chaim. Shavua tov. And tisku l'shanim rabot ni'imot tovot merubot v'tovot.
And he knows the Sfardi way.
Shana tova umetuka.
Tisku l'shanim rabot ni'imot v'tovot.
Okay, two-person thing. You say tisku l'shanim rabot, then the guy goes back ni'imot v'tovot.
When you say chazak ve'ematz.
I walked in, he said, Chaim, what are you? He goes, oh, look who's here. I'm like, we're still picking up on your order. Don't worry about it.
I have no idea, the guy.
It's great.
Okay, let's go. Let's do today's blah and then tomorrow's blah. We'll knock it off. Okay, Pesach v'achata sheshoftim l'sholshman yugim amaral. Today's year sponsor for Shlema Eliezer Makana Malka and Harshmul Minita Etel and Lumas Fagalaya. And he's going back to hospital this week, you know, it's a parsha. Then we have, what's Bumi's mother? Aram and Yehudas. Well, then what's the other one? Bumi's mother. I forgot her name. What's her name? Oh, man.
I saw,
we finished the base and base?
Yeah.
Thursday night?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
He came to Shul? He came to Shul?
His son made a Kiddush today.
But by Shul, he had the oxygen thing in his nose.
He always has oxygen. Yeah, he's not well.
He had that for a while.
No, it was in.
He always had that.
He's not well. He's not.
He's in a muscle too.
He looked better than
Yeah, his kidneys are not working. It's not push it. I'm saying, but it's a
miracle. Not stump. He came
to the show on
Horizon first.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
He's a miracle. Man, was he eating? I don't know. Why did I let him eat chicken?
Why not?
At this point, yeah, exactly. Let him enjoy. What are you holding on to for?
It's got a great attitude.
Now is when you should go ahead and do it like a mensch. When you're 95, go ahead and press away.
What not 95, he's 70.
Fine, Shkaiah, you hit the point.
70.
He's only 70.
Young man. No. He's 70.
He's older than 70.
No, he's not. 71.
He can't be older than 70.
I'm telling you.
How old is Bulma though?
45?
That's 40. It?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? He had a
massive stroke.
He was completely off. He was gone for like a couple of days.
A couple of days? A couple of months?
No, no. I'm saying in Israel, before they moved him, before they moved him back.
He was a fairly good shape.
Kedisha came more than once.
Look at this.
Yeah. They had to stay until they were just at a nest to get stabilized and to transfer.
You don't understand. When he fell in Israel, he broke his hip. Till they could operate on his hip was 3-4 months. The daughter was having a baby. He decided he's going. The son said he can't go. Ellie says you're not well. You belong in the hospital. Your heart's barely working.
He bought the dollar a day insurance, and that's it. That got him a flight to America back.
He bought nothing.
No,
his son Ellie bought it.
Ellie
told him, "You're not going without insurance. Nah, you don't need it."
Ellie went and bought insurance on his behalf. Not a clue.
Found no clue.
That's the one that got him back.
And Charlie said it's over. Oh. They brought him back over here to where Columbia, wherever he was. Columbia. They.
The walking miracle. Mamish. Not walking, but there is a mamish miracle.
Mamish.
The fact that he's awake, he's lucid, cognitive abilities.
He spoke. He spoke by the Kiddush.
He did?
Yeah. He's named after his mother. He's named after his mother. His name's Shana Mal as well.
He's very with it. He's very aware.
Very stubborn.
Yeah.
Stubborn Israeli.
Is
going to.
That's what he is.
You know which Blumenthal? You don't know which one. The one from here. Not yet. It was Nifter?
No.
No, that's Joe Blumenthal. Different Blumenthal. Not related. Not related.
Oh, I thought he was on the plane when he happened.
No, he was there for a day before it happened.
That's true, walking. When he first had it, he told him, leave me alone, it's good. I'll get back up. Broke his hip. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to use 3x3s, not 3x2s.
3x3s,
no, 3x3s, a bit more stability. You screw him into the wall.
I put one screw in.
Maybe you have to screw the beam into the wall to get it to hold it
down.
Yeah. If you want to use a 3x3.
It would fall this way. No, it would still fall this way.
If you use a 3x3,
more 6x6, it would fall this way.
No, 4x4, you would give more stability.
I went back and forth. I don't know. I didn't want it to stick out also, like 6x6, you know, a big beam. I don't know, whatever. Listen, that's sukkah, that's supposed to stick out.
Mitzvah. There's no way you can do that. It wasn't well.
Might be make sense to erase that beam, put an A beam going into the floor, into the ground.
The back.
I don't know
the
back.
Behind it.
Hold it up. You know what I'm saying?
That back wall. You should go ahead and brace from blowing.
Correct.
Or stabilize it, putting it across the top.
I'm going to take that beam and put it in the end, up on top of that beam in the end, once the scarf is on.
Like this. No. No, no.
Please.
No.
Vegetable calzone for us.
That back wall, sandwich the whole back wall, so this way the pieces don't fold. And put it across the top, sandwich it with two by threes or something like that.
The sukkah's not going to fall, but don't worry about it.
I'm not worried.
I moved to America 41 years ago.
You moved
it was Erev Sukkot 41 years ago.
41, right?
41 years ago, and there was a massive,
right? That's it, he's out.
Hesh was born then, 40 years ago. 40 years ago. And it was a massive hurricane, Erev Sukkot. Everybody's sukkah blew down.
Yeah.
Hurricane.
Erev Sukkot.
Everybody's sukkah blew down.
Andrew.
That was Hesh's bris, was Erev Sukkot.
Hurricane Andrew.
That cantilever did Hesh's bris.
My brother had to go to the mirror to let him know the sukkah collapsed.
Yeah.
He came home a few hours before Yom Tov. He borrowed a drill from someone to try to get it done quick, but he didn't understand what the mile about a drill is, but he got the sukkah complete, and then the guy came to show him that the drill was on reverse. That's why you're having a hard time. My father was an ox, so he built a sukkah with a drill on reverse.
First of all, that's how stubborn Landau's are, by the way. If I determined to do something.
Wow. Built a sukkah on reverse. That's great. Who knows?
My father was a quarterback. He got drafted for college football. My father used to be a big guy like my brothers. Strong like an ox.
Leib Penter took him as a Rebbe when he was in his, when he was in, yeah, in the yeshiva. You understand?
He's like 5 months as Rebbe. And David Lichtenstein's Rebbe when he was like 26 years old.
In Eastern Parkway. He took him as a Rebbe.
Wow.
Leib Penter took him as a Rebbe there, like.
Father Krieg. Okay, anyway.
That's what it is.
Pesach let's go.
Father Krieg, exactly. No, that's Mitnick.
Don't mix up the Yates, just Litvaka. Litva.
He himself was not. He was not like he was an older person either. He was a young guy himself. I mean, he became when he was in charge over there.
11th grade,
when Ramotel put him in charge, he was also very young. It wasn't like he was an older person. How old was Library? Now he's in his 80s. What do you think he was then?
My goal was to get to hire my father because he was from YU. So my father went to some kailo in Borough Park, and the Rosh Kailo told him, "My goal is you'll never find another Rebbe like this guy."
He built his yeshiva.
Yeah. So scared. Another yeshiva told him before he went to Leib, when he was 25, the Rashid asked him, he learned by Rabbi Yosher Ber, would you speak out against Rabbi Yosher Ber?
my father just left. wouldn't even humble.
What did his
father
say?
No, he left. He wouldn't take a job for such a person. He wouldn't want to teach there.
And your father never spoke against the Russian bear.
No.
And he wants you telling me a Talmud to speak against the Rebbe?
The concept doesn't.
That he wanted him.
Understand how his father's. His father's different kind of people.
Yeah, my father, when he started yeshiva here, someone that was involved with him in Brooklyn, he worked for him at one point. He told him to take his son-in-law for a Rebbe job, and he didn't take him. Because my father felt he's not. It's not really fair for the Talmidim for him to, you know, it's not going to work. So he felt, you owe me a title. Because my father was telling my other brother, or he said, he's upset at me, what should I do? I feel he's not a Rebbe. What am I going to do? I'm going to give him a job and tell him a favor? My father was straight. He was no.
Wow. Okay, let me get.
When they say he was good people, he was good people.
Okay. Little guy got to learn with him for a little bit, no?
Yeah, he was very close.
HaPesach.
Most parents, I daven my daven, you kids go do, you have to listen, mama. My father daven in the Mir Yeshiva. He realized it ain't working, because we are not sitting for 3 hours, whatever it was, it's not us. So he went to his basement over there, that's where he started davening. It's an express minion. My father did his own thing, but like that, it's easy for him to control.
It was all about them. It wasn't like Yeshiva minion. In the basement there wasn't
so what was he doing there
exactly he because was like he was the outstanding of so Rabbi Brodsky. First of all, who led the Rav, he was an extremely tired yid. Rabbi Brodsky was the Rav that Brodsky from his father and grandfather, Mamutl from Toronto's grandfather, my father, right? He's a very tired person, but like we were all looking around, like it's all the balabatim for the neighborhood. You could daven by a blazer Ginsburg. No, his father came to the shul, to the basement shul, to daven.
Like he went to Ravaksha.
No, not.
Because it's much easier to control the kids over there. We're not running around. We end up davening like a mensch because it's quicker. So we end up davening.
It was a very menschel davening. There was no talking in shul. There was no kriyasatera meant something.
Yeah.
It wasn't
but
like
everything
it,
moved.
Yeah, but it moved.
The kids didn't get bored.
Yeah.
All right, good. Kelam alein. Hapes chisi, you're going to line it.
You daven in the basement?
I have one recollection in the basement.
I was like 21 then.
Your brother, Kalman, giving a Shabbos brachos drasha from my brother Yossi.
Oh, my gosh.
Pass me a cup and a drink.
I don't know what he was saying, but...
When Kalman speaks, very few people understand.
Kalman spoke, and it was longer than the whole davening. All I remember was this. We got a half-hour drasha on why the bainah to the bayis to the nemen to the Yisrael, to the Yisrael to the nemen, to the nemen to the bainah, the bainah is back to the bayis, and bayis to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael to the nemen.
Most of the time, you're not going to understand what Kalman is talking about.
HaPesach HaChatz, Shalton Shalol Shmon, Kibbo V'Halach V'Zarek Shalol Shmon, Oyle Shmon V'Shalol Shmon, Oyle Shmon V'Shmon P'sulim. So basically, Pesach HaChatz, you can't have two different things in mind, or if you don't have L'Shmon in mind, it's not good. Ketzel L'Shmon V'Shalol Shmon, L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Shalom. Shalol Shmon V'Shalol Shmon, L'Shem Shalom V'Shalom Pesach, Shazel Gnesab Abed Var, M'Shchita V'Kibbo V'Hilach V'Zrikos. So any of the four avoids that you have in mind, Shalol Shmon, will be a problem. Rabbi Shimon is machshir behiluch. He says when it comes to halacha is not a avoda. Why? Shaya aimer yefshir shlo b'shchita. Shchita you can't do without. B'shlo b'kabbalah. B'shlo b'zrika. Aval efshir b'lo hiluch. Why? Shechib tzam is back. Stand next to him is back. You don't have to bring the dam. It's there already. And just spray. B'zayrik. Rabbi Eliezer aimer hamahalach malkum shu tzarich lahalach. Moshez pasels. Malkum shu ainzach lahalach. Yamashom pasels. It's an economy. It depends where you are. If you're in a place, Yitzi, and more fries. They give me the regular fries, regular. Let me give it to these guys. Say, go to sleep.
Give them the potatoes, make them go to sleep.
Give them and Yitzi. Got to go to bed because you got to get up for yeshiva.
What's the
So Gemara on Tes Vav is going to.
Around the other parts of the Azor, if you're walking.
The Gemara on Tes Vav is going to explain different places where you depends where you're walking. Today's.
You
made me a chart, yeah.
You
sent it to the Chabura?
What?
You put it in the Chabura's chart?
You want me to put it in the Chabura's chart?
Whatever, just.
Picture.
Yeah, but you didn't write. You wrote where? I don't know what you did. Gary.
What
did you do? Oh, you sent it to me. Okay. That bothered me. Fine. Zot the Gemara. The Kabbalah mi paslo. You tell me the Kabbalah. it passes and needs to be lishma. Vatanya v'kuv v'zukabals dam. Atam v'kabals dam and el zrika. K'shoyim v'zarku are zrika amar. Hamani mekayim v'kuvoy. So look at the psukim. Psukim are interesting. Gary had psukim. V'kuv ne'ar nakanam is adam. And then says v'zarku is adam. If it says v'zarku, why say v'kuvoy? What's the tulashoyness over here? It must come and tell you. Two chalakim. Manim kaim v'kriva zukabal zdam. Bnei Aaron akanim shtei b'koyin kosher v'kli sharis. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Manan kabal. He doesn't hold it a pasuk. He says shleite ela b'koyin kosher v'kli sharis.
Said about Rabbi Akiva.
Huh?
Doesn't hold the pasuk.
No, he doesn't hold it. It's a limud of the drasha of kahanim. Nemakam bnei Aaron. Nemalam el shmoyis bnei Aaron akanim. I'm shulchan. Malam b'koyin kosher v'kli sharis. Afkam b'koyin kosher v'kli sharis.
Holds the same halacha. Just
it's a. It doesn't hold for the limud. Yeah. I'm Rabbi Tafrin. I got peyach is bnei. Cursing or burying. I don't know. He was forgetting his learning and he didn't know and it was bothering him like crazy. So he wanted someone to explain to him. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Aniyah Farish, Kabbalah le'osa b'machshav ha'kamaisa. Zrika osa b'machshav ha'kamaisa. Kiblu b'chutz, eni chayv koris. Zorku b'chutz, anish koris. Kiblu b'sul, eni chayv olem b'chutz. Kiblu b'chutz, eni chayv olem. Zorku b'sul, chayv olem. So basically, what do you see from here? You see that Kabbalah does not have the same halacha. Does not have the same Kabbalah does not have the same halacha. So Amalei Reb Tarfon Avoda and Matisi Yamin and Smol Anish Shemati Ve'en Lefarish Ata Dorish and Maskim Shmuel Beloshen Azeh Amalei Akiva Kapanish Kapanish Kai. Basically, he was agreeing to him. It's beautiful. Thank you for telling me the pshat, and now I know the difference. So Gemara says, what do you see from here? But by and large, you see that Kabbalah doesn't have the same halachas. Amar Rava lekash, kamachshav is pigul, kamachshav shlo lishma. Depends what it is. Deikanamik tani shazevach nifsul. Our Mishnah says nifsul, like tani mispagel. So shma, you know, that's what you see, that we're not talking about Kabbalah.
No,
not talking about lishma. We're talking about lishma. We're not talking about pigul. But pigul and echanami. Amachshav is pigul, apostle of Kabbalah. V'atanya yochel leitei machshava me'elz el b'zriko v'aminan rabbi shchitu v'kabal tamleim v'im achel yochel b'sar zel shalom pigel hu lo yirotza dvar ma'meviyim dvar ma'meviyim ameviyim. One second lo yirotza b'divar ma'meviyim de'achil kosum d'abar yochel shani ma'ar b'ar shvichas shirayim v'ektar zimun tamleim yimer shishi lo yirotza ma'kavoyis lo yichoshav zriko v'chal yisum lo miyotza l'akshal lo yimelok ma'ar zriko m'chel shiyavoy no m'chavez kaparo avkol v'ezim m'chavez kaparo yotza shvichas shirayim v'ektar zimun shayim ka'akam z'paro. So you see that Kabbalah is included. It's only Shvich Shirayim Akhtar Simurim, but everything else is included. So how can you say Kabbalah does not have a pigle? You see clearly from over here that it does have pigle. Elo Lekash. The Gemara says, no, not Shver. We have a problem now that we said before that Kabbalah
can't be
Machshavah as pigle. Now we're saying that it is. So what's the answer? El Kasha. Hada Amar Harini Shechet Amnasa Kabel Dama Lemachar. That would be pigul. Hada Amar Harini Kabel Dama Amnasa Shbashirayim Lemachar. That would not be pigul.
Lishbashirayim
is not a. So Amar Homer Rabban LeRav Shvich Shirayim Akhtar Zimurim Loi Pasul Machshava. But then I Yochel Ate Machshava Ma'elz El Machilim Basa Minal Rav Shvich Shirayim Akhtar Zimurim Tamalim Vimachal Yochel Bishtech Gosim Dabar. Anything that's Achila. Akhas Achila is all the Machasim is back. Doesn't matter what it is. So Moses says, you're right, look, Kasha. Hold on, my reading is Zorak, I'm going to ask Lushbuk Shirayim Lamachar. Hold on, my reading is Shevich Shirayim, I'm going to ask Lakhtar Yemur Lamachar. So Shevich Shirayim, that's not Achilles Bech or Achilles Adam. You need Achilles Bech, Achilles Adam. But the Gemara is coming out that Kabbalah is nothing. Kabbalah is not Achilles Adam and not Achilles Bech. So Kabbalah is the only one of the Avoidus that you can't do pickle with.
You can have Machshav Azorot and it's not going to be
Machshav Azorot. It won't do pickle. Zotim Maravaita. I'm with the Beit Rukhiya. Shemati, shetfilas etzba mefagelos. Means just if there's halacha by certain karbanos, it says that you have to be toivel etzbahi. And before you spritz, how do you spritz? You toivel your etzba. So tefilas etzba mefagelos, b'chatas primus. Which the Gemara is understanding, tefilas etzba is the halacha. Because that's what's bringing the dam to you to spritz it. You dip your hand in, that's the halacha. It's the same thing as halacha. Shama Elfa. Amro kameder apada. I'm a klum lemando pigul elam shlomim. I understand. What are you talking about? We learn out the halacha pigul from shlomim. Mashlom ain't feels etzav of a girl's man. I've got ain't feels etzav of a girl's man.
It doesn't exist. There's no.
So Gemara says. So, but right now the Gemara is What are you talking about? Everything is shlomim. Ima shlomim shloishmon ein moitz nepigo. The halacha is you have to be karev amatik mitzvasoi. There's a new halacha. You have to notice halacha for the next 50 blot or 100 blot. That when, in order to make pigol, the rest of the carbon has to be what's called. Like I said this afternoon, you ever go to the store, no two offers can be combined. You know, no two sale items. You know, if you're getting the 20% discount, you can't also take the buy one, get one free.
No.
It's either or. Wow. So,
take
you ever see that?
Take it.
You need it. It's Yom Kippur. You're fasting this week.
It's a mitzvah to eat
this week already.
The whole week.
It starts the whole week?
The whole week.
Absolutely.
If the nerve are not going for Yom Kippur for a whole week, then you can go ahead and then it's a tea. There's a whole week.
I took the pill. Before the fast, some with Aya. I sweated the whole day like crazy. Because of the Tylenol. You know what? It's unbelievable. I always get a headache. I took it.
For the first time in my history, I broke my fast.
You broke your fast this year?
Some
with Aya? Why?
I almost ended up fasting.
Why?
Made a cheshbon, but I didn't drink anything. For the fast, and the last time I drank really was but a meal.
Why?
Because I forgot. I don't know.
I woke up in the morning. I had a whole bottle of water.
I forgot to drink. And I had.
I don't drink coffee anymore. So I stopped coffee. I cut out coffee since before Pesach.
Coffee is diuretic.
I cut it. Yeah. Toronto. Yeah, from Toronto. No, Toronto one. I have it over here. It's unbelievable. What did you do?
This guy was a counseling chemist, but he was a Perkin leader in the mirror. His name was Bozos, and he made up.
A whole Michigan.
Give your husband, take out the elbow bit of jar. You know what he's talking about. Pick a jar. Give your husband half a cup of pickle juice. Start drinking pickle juice.
Why? What does pickle juice do?
It's the best thing. Runners know it. It's a secret for runners that they do. Whenever they get cramps during running, it's the best thing to do.
It's
electrolytes from the cucumbers come out into the water of the pickles.
It's the strongest thing.
He's making me nervous just thinking about this now. I'm getting dehydrated thinking about you.
It keeps you, it keeps all your water, drink the whole, I wasn't thirsty,
Water goes right through.
Crazy thing is, when you're dehydrated, you're not thirsty. I wasn't thirsty.
No, I wasn't thirsty.
It has nothing to do with thirsty, I wasn't thirsty.
Thirsty doesn't do with it. The amount of water and electrolytes you have in your body has nothing to do with thirsty.
I was nervous because I felt like I'm getting a stroke. I don't know, my head was...
Yeah, you're shimming, your head is shimming, exactly. You can't focus.
Focus,
he can never focus.
It's
regular.
So how does Leiby know when he's feeling well or not? We don't know.
Ask the Rav.
The Rav said you can drink pickle juice?
No.
I said it's not a drink.
That's very interesting.
Besides Tisha B'av and you give me, you can do it.
You drink pickle juice at any fast?
Why not?
It's not a Michael.
It's not a normal drink, right? If you went ahead and you ate an onion for lunch,
onion? Onion is a food.
Raw onion. Or garlic cloves.
You want to make a bracha on it?
You don't make a bracha on pickle juice?
No, maybe not. Maybe, yeah. An onion don't make a bracha on it.
Mechaya Mason.
What's his name? Your brother's going to have to eat.
Yom Kippur, I don't know.
Yeah, he told me. He has to eat.
Okay.
It's going to be very hard.
I'm your brother.
Why?
He has to eat,
He donated?
Yeah.
Wow, very nice.
Can't fast.
See, he's not allowed to fast.
So you eat shiram,
It's very painful. He said, every 9 minutes?
My father was sick.
An hour?
Last year, they told me he's not allowed to fast, Yom Kippur.
Oh, God, he's probably on his lunch.
So he prepared the shiram, and he gave it to people on the shoulder that needed it. So we asked him, how come you're not eating? He said, when they want to do a treatment on me, they make me fast. And Yom Kippur, I can't fast? No, but he was right. He ended up dying at them because they made him fast for 48 hours. Then he got malnourished, what do you call that? And
what?
That's a procedure on him. They said you have to have empty systems, so he fasted the whole day.
What?
Then they told me you can't do procedures because you have COVID. They always said he had COVID. Everyone has COVID in the hospital. They get money for this. So he said, so let me eat now, and then I'll tomorrow. So she said, no, because maybe tomorrow we'll have time.
That's nuts.
So it's 48 hours of fasting. Then they realized they brought up the procedure. No. They can't even do it, the procedure they needed to do. So they sent him home.
You can sue them.
After 48 hours of not eating, they brought him in 2 days later, and again, another 2 days of not eating. The time he came home, he already couldn't eat.
He didn't have a dinner.
He couldn't. He was malnourished.
Did
that
they give him IV the whole time?
I don't think so. Nothing.
As a person, why
is it millions of dollars you could sue for?
Everybody could build a building like your brother.
Yeah. You could pay back money and take his name off the wall.
That was worth it. That steak dinner was worth it. Let him give another $1 million if he wants another meal.
Okay. I'm going to be here. Shemati should feel that some vegels bechatzis penim. Shama ilfa. I'm coming to Rav Pater. Oh, so we helped like the Shlomim. Let's go a little fight over here. Yeah, Shlomim. Shlomim. And the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? We don't learn everything after Shlomim because we Alocha is." Like I just said, Karav Matik Mitzvayse. No two offers can be combined. We said Shlomim Shlomim Shmon Ain Mitzvay Pigul. Afchash Shlomim Shmon Ain Mitzvay Pigul. But it's not true. It's not true because by Chatos Lishma passels. So that means you didn't Karav Matik Mitzvayse. Then it passels the carbon. Same as you didn't do the carbon right. By Shlomim, the Shema doesn't pass, so that doesn't mean you didn't do a Matik Mitzvah. But over here it does, then it wouldn't be Pigul. Ella what? Ella Meisach Meim. I'm Ribui the Krok Asya from Torah's Koinim. There's another Pasik. So Hakanam, Ribui the Krok Asya. Finished. I'm sure believe Baalia, Zushamati, Shetfils Etzman Fagels, Toy Bershim Lokesh, the same, it's the Gemara, same Gemara, just one, not from a Pasik. Klum lom du pigul el mishlom. Mashlom aim tefilas etzva vagelos ben avchatsi and tefilas etzva vagelos ben. Vichi hakol mishlom lamanu. Im mashlom mishlom lishvan aim moitzi de pigul avchatsi lishvan aim moitzi de pigul. Amar yez vachinina in hakol mishlom lamanu. In hakol mishlom lamanu. Hoyo vachutzim koymoi pois mishlom. Mishlom lishmoi pois vachatas. Machutzim koymoi pois mishlom moitzi de pigul. Avchatsi lishmoi pois vachatas moitzi de pigul. Means each one has its things. Now we don't. It's not you're not comparing it to shlomim. What anything that passes.
So according to this side, we are learning everything.
Yeah, because what he's changing is before we were saying we're comparing it to 100% right. Islam. That can't be. Right. Now we're saying we're comparing
what
it to the idea of what apostles.
What matches between
right?
Achatas is shloim lishmoi versus.
It doesn't matter. We're not comparing it. I'm Rabbi. Mitzida Tavra Malchutz Mkoyim Pais Bishlam Shkain Noig Bechalas Vacham Tomer Shloim Lishmoi Sheein Noig Abba Pesuk Achatas Vav. El Ma'aser Meimah, Dabra Pais Behem Mitzia Midei Pikul, Dabra Ma'akim Mivil Dei Pikul. Hakanami Dabra Pais Behem. He's just backing it up. Nimtzu Midei Pikul, Dabra Ma'akim Behem Mivil Dei Pikul. Erechanami. Amar Amari, Afan Amatini Nazak Klal, Kol Koymitz, Venosam Mekli, Kol Koymitz and Osam Mekli, Ve'amoy Lech Ma'akter, Ve'amakter. These are all they can make pickles. So Mishlam Koymitz Han Shoychet, Moylech Hanu Moylech, Ma'akter. Nami Anazorik, El Nois Mekli, my name, what's Nois Mekli? Ilam Dom the Kabbalah, Midam Hassan Melo, Hachayu Kashako. Rami, you have to put in Elakim Loisag Layov, Akar Kabbad Khashuvi. That's Kolach Abed Khashuva. Hakanam Kid Loisag Lavila, Akar Hanu Loko. Moses says, no, you're wrong, you got it wrong. Loilam Dom the Kabbalah. The Kam Hakam Mel Hassan Yukashako, the Yav, Kivin the Idi Matan Kliu, Mali Mela, Malik Shok, who cares? Bottom line is Matan Kli. Matan Kli is Kabbalah. Doesn't matter that you over here you had to do it and over here. No, let's go drop weiter till two dots. Leimik Tanoi, the Tani Chodo, we say this is Machlokes Tanoim. This halacha of pigul works or not is Machlokes Tanoim. The Tani Chodo tefils etzam vagelos bechatos. Tani idach loim vagelos loim spagelos. My love, Tanoihi loi harabon harab Shimon. Really, it's harabon harab Shimon. Ir of Shimon, my tefils etzba. Ha'amar kol shen alam beachitzon kishlam. Emishon pigul. So what does that do to Tzvizatzba? Elo hava harabonon. Lekashi. Kamachatzah chitoinis, kamachatzah pnimis. Because no Tzvizatzba, chatzah achitoinis. Chatzah chitoinis, pshita, no Tzvizatzba. Leksibuhu. Don't say v'toval. So Gemara says, no, it's to chsok na lachamino, hoyo v'ksiv alokach, v'yasi koif, rami luhu. A koif comes and puts it into your hand, you have to redo it. Ayodei boil mishkul zim nachriti. Command the ksivatovel, so it's as if it says a double commercial, then no, lachal ksivatovel, the mashmach, mashmach, pshat is, if a kaif comes, it does, you have to redo it. But it doesn't have a din of the aloha of tefillah that it would pass all its pigle.